Do you want to learn effective ways to build relationships, generate sales, and grow your business from successful entrepreneurs, startups, and CEOs without listening to a long, long, long interview? If so, you've come to the right place. Gresham Harkness values your time and is ready to share with you precisely the information you're in search of. This is the I Am CEO Podcast.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Gresh from the I Am CEO Podcast, and I have a very special guest on the show today. I have Sammy from FitSpot Wellness. Sammy, it's awesome to have you on the show today.
Thanks for having me.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. Well, what I wanted to do was just read a quick bio of Sammy so you kind of get to opportunity to learn a little bit more about her. And Sammy is hailing from Australia. She's the co-founder and CEO of FitSpot Wellness, which was in Techstars 2016, and they currently have offices in New York, Georgia, and Los Angeles. Now, Sammy is a certified Pilates instructor and a lifelong lover of fitness. After finding it frustrating to stay healthy in a typical 9-to-5 environment, she and her business partner, John, teamed up to create FitSpot, a leading provider of workplace wellness. FitSpot is a fully managed wellness partner that provides on-site fitness classes, workshops, massages, meditation, health screenings, and virtual services for employees across the country. Now, FitSpot is on a mission to help companies reap the benefits of a healthier, happier workforce. Sammy, it's super awesome to have you on the show. Are you ready to speak to the I Am CEO community?
I sure am.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. Well, the first question that I have for you is just, could you kind of build a little bit more upon your bio and tell us your CEO story and what kind of led you to start your business?
Definitely. So John, my co-founder, and I met in Los Angeles about 6 years ago when we were working at a company called Never Rest. John had started that company, and it was a service where we matched personal trainers with clients around the Los Angeles area. I was running the operational side of that, so coordinating all of the logistics between the clients and the trainers. And from that, that's really where FitSpot got started. So we launched in 2014 as a B2C mobile app that connected trainers to clients that wanting personal training services. From that, we did a ton of customer interviews, and we learned that our clients wanted us to bring this experience on site to their employees. And they wanted much more than just fitness. They wanted educational workshops. They wanted painting classes, cooking classes, pretty much everything under the wellness umbrella they wanted us to bring on site. So after we completed Techstars, we shifted our business more towards the B2B focus. And that's where we are today.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. And I guess, what could you tell us a little bit more about what exactly you're doing with FitSpot? What services are you guys providing?
Sure. So hypothetically, let's pretend you're a client of ours, right? So you're interested in bringing wellness to the workplace, but you have no idea where to start. We would survey all of your colleagues and employees to get a better idea of what they would like from a wellness program. So that can be anything from massages to painting classes to educational workshops on financial wellness to meditation classes. Whatever it is that's under the wellness umbrella, we want to learn what your team wants. From there, we build out a customized program that's meant only for you and only for your company to make sure we get the most engagement from that. So the services can pretty much range from anything, but we like to start all of the services with like a biometric screening or a health risk assessment to really understand what your goals are and set a baseline for where you are today. From there, we open up the programming and you can participate in anything that you want from those on-site services as well as our virtual programming. So we have a portal where employees can log in to RSVP to classes, to participate in online webinars, to access our virtual content. So you can be an active participant, as in on-site, physically active, or you can be virtually active with FitSpot.
I love that. And I love the fact that it's not kind of like a one-size-fits-all, but you guys actually figure out exactly what a certain office or a certain group of employees or team actually needs and how they view wellness and fitness. And then you guys kind of customize that based off of whoever you're talking with.
Yeah, definitely. We think that's really the way to go about this, especially in this world where, you know, we've got millennials, that are in the workplace and, you know, they all want something a little bit different. Everyone feels like, you know, I'm not necessarily into yoga, but I really like meditation, or I would never try kickboxing, but I think that a cooking class might really resonate with me. It's making sure that we can hit on everything that someone would want to participate in. That customized programming is really what makes kind of FitSpot stand out.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. And that brings me to my next question. And this might be what you kind of spoke on is what do you feel kind of makes you unique or makes FitSpot unique over other competitors potentially?
Sure, sure. So there's a couple of things. Yes, you're absolutely right. Our customized programming is quite unique. And that's something that really makes us stand out in this marketplace, offering something for everyone. That's definitely a big competitive factor. Another one is that honestly, there really isn't a singular vendor for everything wellness. If you were trying to go and build out a wellness program yourself, you would have to use one vendor for on-site classes, one vendor for biometric screenings, and another vendor for technology. With FitSpot, we've created this wellness ecosystem that people can access through a singular subscription. And that really makes us stand out.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense. Like a one-stop shop to so to speak, where you're able to kind of get all those resources that you have, where you would have had to spend a lot of time to go to all these different places and speak with all these different people to kind of combine all that. So that's pretty awesome that you guys do that.
Yep.
Now, one of the awesome things that we get to do is ask kind of for a CEO hack. And this might be an app or this might be a book or something that you use on a regular everyday basis that you feel that makes you more efficient and effective as a CEO.
Okay. So my calendar is my life. I know that sounds really basic, but lists, creating lists, writing out lists, having everything scheduled out, including my day scheduled out in my calendar makes a really big difference for me. So I do weekly career coaching with a career coach, and it's someone that I meet with virtually on a weekly basis, and we touch on things that I really care about or I want to grow when I become or think about being a leader at this company. That can be everything from learning to listen to people's opinions better to creating a more fun, collaborative culture here at FitSpot. Any of the things that I really care about or that are important to me as a leader, I get to experience and grow with this career coach. So that's something that I've really, really enjoyed. And it's hard owning your own business, you know? You really don't feel like you have anyone to turn to. And there's days where you just want to complain about everything. And then there's days where you're on top of the world. It's a bit of a roller coaster. So these weekly coaching sessions really keep me even keeled and help me better digest, you know, this wild ride.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense. I mean, like you mentioned, like a calendar is definitely, if it's not, I always say if it's not on my calendar, it doesn't exist. So I definitely agree with that. And having the opportunity to kind of go through this roller coaster ride, but get that outside perspective of somebody that maybe during your lows can kind of remind you of your highs. And when you're going on your highs, also remind you of maybe some blind spots that you're not seeing. Seems like that has definitely been beneficial in helping you out.
Yeah, definitely. And the coach that I work with focuses particularly on startups at this stage. So the Series A, you know, they understand the type of stress that comes with raising a round of financing for your business. So it's been really great. I feel like really beneficial for me and something that's helped me kind of survive this whole startup world.
Yes, that's always good to know. So one of the next things I wanted to ask you was just about what I call a CEO nugget, which might be a word of wisdom or a piece of advice that you would give to another entrepreneur or business owner.
Celebrate the small wins. Celebrate everyone, really. Something that is as small as, hey, guess what? Everyone showed up on time to this session, which is definitely relevant to something that we do, or we changed the Brita filter. High five, everyone. Let's celebrate that. I know that sounds so silly, but if you don't, we have really crazy milestones as a startup that everyone is expect to obtain and exceed. And it can get really overwhelming if you don't take that step back and celebrate the considerably smaller things that you crush on the way to get there. So celebrate the small wins is definitely something that I don't do all the time, but I'm really trying to get better at doing. And that's something that I want to kind of share with everyone, but I'm sure people are aware of that.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I know myself, anybody who's like really driven and ambitious and has like really far goals or high goals, I should say, definitely you have to remember to kind of celebrate those small victories like the Brita filter that you mentioned or anything that happens, because it's those little small things that add up to those big goals. So you have to kind of remember that.
Yeah. And it's really, I feel like this environment that we have in the startup world is, you know, you read of all of these incredible companies like the Instagrams, the Facebooks of the world that, you know, have only been around for X amount of years and raised X amount of money and are valued at Y. And isn't that insane and incredible growth? And you sit back and look at your business and you're like, oh man, I'm just not that yet, or I'm not there, or maybe my business won't go in that direction, it'll go in a slightly different direction. So there's a ton of pressure that you feel. And it's funny, through the interview process, when you're bringing on new candidates, you know, to potentially work at FitSpot, you know, everyone's like, oh, startups, yeah, like Facebook, like Instagram, are you guys like that? I'm like, oh gosh, you know, I hope so, but we're just not there yet, but we're working at it. So there is a lot of pressure. So celebrating those small wins makes it a lot more digestible.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense. And yeah, and understanding that success is different for everybody is also important, yep. Especially as I'm sure you know, in the wellness industry, it kind of depending on what person, every person that kind of walks through the door.
Yep.
So that brings me to my next question. I know you kind of touched on how wellness is sometimes different for different people. But one of the awesome things that we get to do is I get to ask people kind of like what being a CEO means, because one of the things we hope to do on this podcast is definitely to redefine the word CEO, where it means different things to different people. So I wanted to ask you specifically, what does being a CEO mean to you?
Sure. So I'm going to flip that and say co-founder, because technically I'm the COO and co-founder of FitSpot, but we honestly don't care about titles here. So that's probably one thing, not to care about the title, right? You're all working for someone or with someone towards something. But being a thought leader is really important to me, and it's really important for this business, because the wellness space is nothing new. In particular, corporate wellness is nothing new. You know, it's been around for a very long time. But the way that FitSpot is redefining corporate wellness is new in this space. So really establishing ourselves as thought leaders, that we know what we are talking about. We know why this is beneficial for your business or for your, you know, property management group or whoever we're engaging with. The fact that we can set ourselves up to be a real leader in this space is something that's important to me, because then people will trust us. They will understand what we're trying to sell, and they will be on board, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's very, very important.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. Well, Sammy, I truly appreciate you for taking some time out of your schedule and speaking with us. I wanted to give you the mic, so to speak, one more time, just to see if there's anything additional you want to kind of tell our readers or our listeners. And then lastly, if people are interested in hearing more about FitSpot, how best could they get a hold of you and also learn more about FitSpot?
Sure. One of the things I always get asked is, how could I implement, you know, the smallest amount of wellness into my day? You know, what does that look like for me? I don't have time, or it just doesn't fit into my schedule. And I always like to say every small thing counts, right? So taking that walking meeting, if you could walk around, you know, the office with your colleagues to take that meeting versus sitting down in a conference room, or even with calls, I like to take walking calls. It's a great way to kind of get my mind rejuvenated and thinking while I'm on my feet. Every small bit counts. You know, if you set unrealistic expectations or goals when it comes to being well, whether that be I want to sleep better or reduce stress or spend more time with my family or, you know, eat better, work out more, whatever it may be, take it in doses and reward yourself along the way. It's really important that you are proud of yourself for whatever step that you can make in the right direction. No one's perfect, right? So be realistic with yourself and set those small goals and crush them.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. And how can people find out about FitSpot?
Sure. So we have a website, www.fitspotwellness.com. And if they want to get in contact with me directly, my email is Sammy, S-A-M-M-Y, @fitspotwellness.com.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. And what we'll do is we'll have those links down in the show notes, just in case anybody wants to check and click through to speak with you or find out more about FitSpot. But Sammy, thank you so much again for taking time out and the awesome information you gave to us. And I really, truly hope you have a good rest of the day.
Of course. Thank you. You too. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for listening to the I Am CEO podcast, powered by Blue 16 Media. Tune in next time and visit us at imceo.co. I Am CEO is not just a phrase, it's a community. Be sure to follow us on social media and subscribe to our podcast on iTunes, Google Play, and everywhere you listen to podcasts. Subscribe and leave us a 5-star rating. Grab CEO gear at www.ceogear.co. This has been the I Am CEO podcast with Gresham Harkless. Thank you for listening.